4.19, Microsoft Word Tables. If you need to present a lot of information which is of a similar nature, such as a list of names, addresses and phone numbers, tables make the appearance logical and easy to follow. You'll need to use columns, rows and cells. A column is a vertical block like a lamppost. A row is a horizontal block like a crossbar. A cell is where you write. For instance, you could show your year's expenditure month by month. In this case, the top row would need 13 cells. The first cell would be item, then a month in each cell. January in the second cell on the left and December on the 13th cell on the right. Going down the left-hand column, you might use the first cell with the headings rent, fuel, shopping, credit card, etc. The bottom column might be headed on the left as total, and you could put the total amount for each month in the 12 remaining cells. Setting up a table. If you seriously want to work with tables, we recommend you use of Microsoft Office 2010 or later. Earlier versions are rather more complicated and not so reliable with screen reader software. With a Word document on the screen, press Alt and right arrow to insert. Press Enter and right arrow to tables. Press Enter. Use the down arrow and right arrow to hear the size of the table you want. The number of columns is given first, then the number of rows. This may be something like 5 columns across and 4 rows down. It could, of course, be a much larger table. When you have chosen your table size, press Alt-I to hear Insert Table, and you're faced with a small dialog box which lets you make a few more decisions. You will hear number of columns, and you use the up and down arrow keys to confirm your choice. Now tab to number of rows, arrow up and down to make any changes. Tab again, and you will hear fix column width. This can be very restricting unless you are dealing only with numbers, so you may want to press the down or up arrow keys and choose auto fit or fit to window. Auto fit allows the cell to grow in size as you type into it, and fit to window is more about on-screen appearance. Nearly done now. Tab to a tick box where you can choose which table size to be remembered for your next table. Handy, of course, if you always need the same size. Press spacebar to check it to be remembered. Finally, press Tab to OK and press Enter, and your created table is on the screen and ready for you to fill in the cells. You can move between the cells with the Tab or Shift Tab. Move from one row to another row with the up and down arrow keys. To hear which column and which row you are focused on, press Alt 3. To hear the contents of the cell, as well as the column and row of the cell, press Alt 9. To hear the contents of each cell as you move around the table, press Tab and then Caps Lock H, Select. To go to the beginning of the cell, press Home. To go to the end of the cell, press End. To go to the start of the table, press Control Home. You can read along a row with the left or right arrow keys, and if you have musical tones on, you will hear a lower tone as you move from one cell to the next. You can use the Microsoft Word Find routine and also use Caps Lock L to read the line. You don't need to see how the table looks because Microsoft Word sorts out the size of cells for you.